Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. What is quintessentially German? There are lots of things, of course, but there's one thing in particular that my English husband noticed when he first came to Germany, and that's something we'd like to talk about in today's episode. Stay tuned and find out more. Thinking back to my blog post of the other day about quintessential Britishness, I wondered what my English husband would consider the most German thing of all German things. And then I remembered his horror when we first set foot into our first joint flat in Germany. "What's that on the walls?" he exclaimed. "Wallpaper," I said. "Yeah, but it looks so retro." "We had that stuff in the 70s, he continued in disgust. Thus went his first encounter with an inexplicable German phenomenon, aka the obsession with Raufasertapete. How do I begin? For those of you who are unfamiliar with the product, it's wallpaper with small wood chips in it, which make it very knobbly. It's hideous, and it's everywhere, even on the ceilings, at least in rented flats. It's the cheapest wallpaper you can get in Germany, but don't ask me who decided it was the bee's knees. It does indeed seem like a mandatory piece of interior design in any German home. For those of you who are not British, rented flats and houses in Britain do usually not have wallpaper nowadays. They just have rendered walls with a coat of paint on them, and tenants are often not allowed to change the colour of the walls or put a nail in them or anything. Germany, on the other hand, is the nirvana of tenants. Tenants can do whatever they please. Well, at least they can paint walls monkey-puke yellow and riddle them with wall plugs so long as they put everything back into its original state when they move out, i.e. refill the holes and repaint the walls in a light colour. So here we were in our first German home, applying roll after roll of masking tape to these woodchip walls. If you've ever done that, you know that the next day you can't feel your fingertips. It's braille overkill. Honestly, how is a landlord or lady free to paper walls with something that can do irreversible damage to your digital nerves? Raufaser stands for many German things. It's unpretentious, sensible, read cheap, and practical. German bliss. Next week, learn about language made to measure. The Pommers Buddha says, "I hate Bauhaus." That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.